part two.
So how to achieve spiritual knowledge? Through the process of knowledge, which was in Mantra 10 and also in 13, 8 through 12. And what kind of mundane knowledge should we have? Two kinds of mundane knowledge. First of all, knowledge of how to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. How do I take care of the body and mind? How do I fix the plumbing? What do I do if I get a cold? How do I get along with my husband? How do I get along with my kids? How do I order a plane ticket? And then to understand the nature of material entanglement. What are the three modes of material nature? What's the process of transmigration? I mean, if we think about what's being taught in modern schools, we only have this part. And even that's not being done very well.
Yeah.
So in modern schools, you don't have this at all. This side is just not there. I'm a soul, there's a God, I should hear and chant about him. That's just absent, it's gone. And this is not there. How am I entangled? Reincarnation, the three modes of nature. What's, you know, the different elements, earth, water, fire, that's not there. There's not even anything about the subtle body, my God, in modern education. It's not, isn't it? They won't teach you about chakras and pranayama and out-of-body experiences. They don't even teach you subtle things.
It's only all about making money.
It's only about keeping the body and mind fit, and even that they don't do very well. As we said, they'll teach you about contraceptives and not about birth. How peculiar. You can get a master's degree, PhD, and then you get married and have a baby, and you have no idea how to give birth to a baby. How strange. You have no idea how to deal with a man's psychology. People can't even keep their relationships together. So they're not even doing that very well. They're not teaching you how to earn wealth in a way that respects the environment. They're not teaching you how to earn wealth that's going to last. They teach you how to do investment banking so that when there's an economic crisis, you lose half your money. Well, they're not even teaching you that. What to speak of that and what to speak of that. So Isha Upanishad is not saying forget about that. We're not saying forget about that. But we're saying let's get the other stuff too, shall we? Saying, well, let's get that properly, and let's get the other stuff too. Let's learn how to really keep our body and mind healthy. And let's also learn about how we're entangled in this world. What's entangling, right knowledge in the mode of goodness, what's entangling, what's liberating, what's to be feared, what's not to be feared. And let's also know about spiritual life. Okay, take a break. And please come back in 15 minutes, which will be 12:35 by that clock and 12:30 on normal clocks.